All right, folks, you've earned a recap. All right, so we met the Guardian. Guardian was a little shifty. We don't totally trust the Guardian. Kind of a jerk. And last episode, we left off on very much pissing off some will-o-wisps. Or wisps of some sort of kind. We never really figured out because they started attacking us. So, without further ado, let's get ready to rumble!
Last time we left off, you folks pissed off some angry spirits by trying to play drums on the furniture. So now, we've got some fighting time. So as this one wasp tries to go after you, Piron, the green wisp from the middle floats over to the center of the hearth sitting in the center of the room. It then begins to spiral and spiral and keep spiraling and keep spiraling. And eventually it starts to glow and all of the fire sitting underneath begins to coalesce around it until it creates basically a solid ball, almost like a mini sun. And from that sun, four lines of fire shoot out in each of the cardinal directions. Roll for initiative.
Oh. Well, folks, I guess we're all locked in each corner unless JJ, you're willing to run into one of them and be the test dummy. Also, I got a 15 for initiative.
I also got a 15 for initiative.
I mean, that is very fair, but I got a 4 in the initiative, so it'll take a while.
Okay, first up, we have the blue wisp on JJ. So this blue wisp begins to kind of swirl around and coalesce in these green flames, but like shocks of flames are coming off of this. And then this ball of energy that's, you know, got static electricity kind of jumping off of it flies at you. Just to double check, does a 6 hit?
No, a 6 does not hit.
So this ball of energy kind of just flies at you. And how do you kind of dodge out of the way of this thing?
I think I'm probably like trying to readjust my loot a little bit for combat right now. So I probably just like, you know, don't even really notice that the spark is coming up, but I kind of just like shift my weight a little bit to like, you know, reposition myself for the loot. And then I just see like a spot of lightning from where I originally was. And I just, oh, that was almost not very good.
And now we have the red wisp on Astraea, and this one is kind of different. It starts to coalesce in these red leaves as it begins to swirl around, and these leaves start to pick up in kind of like a spiral, and all of a sudden these leaves kind of shoot at you in like this razor sharp wheel of leaves flying at you. Just to ask, does a 16 hit?
Unfortunately, it does.
So these wheels kind of start flying at you and just kind of graze past you, managing to kind of slice the side of your ribs just a tad as you take 4 slashing damage.
Unfortunate, but okay.
Ow, ow, ow. That really hurt. This one has leaves. Maybe we can burn this one? Let's try to hit. Let's think about things.
If anyone has fire, that'd be great.
Astoya, I believe you are the only one with fire at the moment.
I think there's plenty of fire to go around right now.
That is fair. You're right on that one.
So next up, Piron, your move.
All right. So Piron sees the wisp in front of him, and he's going to run up to it, and he's just going to kind of do like a lunging jab with his spear, and he rolls a 14 to hit.
So that barely misses.
All right. And I think he keeps the momentum of that to kind of roundhouse kick the wisp as I do an unarmed monk strike as a bonus action, and I critically fail. So he kind of spins around to kick the wisp, but the floor is a little bit smoother than he was prepared for, and he just completely loses his footing and lands on his ass for a second, and then he kind of has to like quickly get back up.
Oh, Benji, is Piron maybe like wearing his shoes right now because we all put on our original clothes?
He is wearing his shoes right now.
So he probably like slipped because of that.
Yeah. Just yeah. No grip. You know, they're just kind of, they're very simple flat shoes. And it's like a marble floor, you know. He's like, no one saw that.
So in response to that, this teal wisp begins to kind of swirl around and these like almost flakes of snow start to coalesce around it as it begins to whirl around. And then it creates kind of this triangle as it begins to spin. And then a kind of cone of ice kind of flies at you. Does a 8 hit?
No, an 8 doesn't hit. So I think just kind of as he's like scrambling to his feet, this blast comes at him and he kind of has to do like a little, like he's on like 1 foot, one knee, and does a little like dodge roll to get up. And he's like, that's a close one.
Astraea, you're up.
Okay. I say, hey, do we think we could push these orbs into the fire? I know us getting close to the fire is probably a bad idea, but what if we pushed them somehow? We like moved. They all seem very, other than the blue one, which is electricity, they all seem very anti-fire. So
your guess throwing that is out as loud. Good as mine.
And then I am going to, I don't have anything that can push people back. So I'll probably just do the thing I always do, which is I will go into my archer form. So that is an action. So again, when I go into my archer form, I had a new thought of how this would work. So when I go into my archer form, the vine around my arm starts glowing, and it kind of glows when it first goes out. It grows out via light into a bow-like object in my hand, but it's light. It's not like real. I'm not holding anything. And then again, I look like an archer when I pull back, and there's a constellation shining on my body. And then since that is an action, I'm going to move over here. And by move over here, I'm going to move closer to the fire. I'm just going to
okay.
I'm going to move closer to the fire and then face the red wisp and just try to shoot it.
Okay.
And I get a dirty 20.
Describe it, baby.
Okay. So again, when I move closer to the fire and I have to step up a bit onto it, I think it, and as it's higher than me, so I kind of lean back and I pull my arm back and a light arrow conjures from my hand, and as I release it, I send it flying right at the wisp.
Oh, how much damage does it take?
10 radiant damage.
All right, so you smack this thing. Like, you audibly hear a thud, and considering this is an incorporeal being, that doesn't sound good for it. JJ, you're up next.
Okay, so I was by the bleachers, so I think I'm going to angle myself around the blue electric boy, and I'm going to angle myself to be like more in the shadows of the bleachers from like all this crazy fire. And I'm going to do like a very like discordant melody on my lutes, and I'm going to say to the wisp, because I know they understand languages now, you have angered the elven spirits who live here.
You will find our ass in these shadows. The ghosts will haunt you for the rest of your life. The only solace is the light. The light is the only thing that can protect you. And I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers.
Okay.
So I would like the blue boy to make a wisdom save for me, please.
So no, it fails horribly. You can see this thing kind of start to shudder in and out of control, like almost like different spirits are trying to pull itself out of this mass of light as it kind of just starts to wrench a little bit going back and forth. It almost looks like it's being sucked in and out of two different planes when you do that, and then kind of coalesces back together, but is a little bit dimmer now because of what you just did.
Okay, yeah, so firstly, that's 12 damage that I did psychic. And on a failed save, it must use its reaction to move as far away, directly away from me as possible. So I'm assuming that he's going to probably try and go into the fire, because that's what I said was his only solace.
I don't think he can force them directly into harm, though.
I mean, if they're scared out of their minds, they're at least getting away from me.
No, I'm pretty sure the spell, yeah, the spell's like as far as they can, but like they won't like
act. They won't run off a cliff.
Danger. Yeah.
But they'll move closer, which is good.
If the fire doesn't hurt them, might dive through. So we learn things.
But anyway, they're gonna move away from me. Yeah, I totally noticed Piron's slippy dip. And so JJ is going to call out to Piron, change the tune on his lute to a more, I guess, humorous tone, and he's going to say, as much as a proponent I am for shoes, perhaps this is not the place for them, for a man of your talents, Piron.
Oh yeah, just give me a minute while I slip off my shoes. You'll wait, won't you, Wisps?
I mean, you could just kick them off.
But they're on my feet.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah, so that's a inspiration die, by the way.
Thank you very much. Piron is sassy. Benji is thankful.
So all three of the wisps kind of begin to coalesce around the fire and begin to spin kind of rapidly, rapidly, rapidly. And all of a sudden, the ones you were fighting are no longer the ones you're fighting. Congratulations, you've swapped dance partners. So the blue wisp, which was formerly fighting JJ, is now on Piron. And it begins to kind of swirl and create this electricity coming off of it, and then this ball of energy kind of peels off of it, flying at Piron. Just to double check, Piron, does a 12 hit?
No. So Piron does like the Matrix dodge under this lightning beam.
Like the Keanu Reeves, like where the bullets are flying.
You know the one, the bullet time dodge. He leans back and under it, and it goes over his head.
And this red wisp, which was formerly fighting Astraea, is now fighting JJ, and it begins to kind of swirl and create this kind of wheel of death leaves as it begins to it creates this whirl of death leaves as it kind of shoots it at you. And unfortunately, I believe a 14 hits.
Yeah, my AC is a 12 because I am a scrawny little f***.
So it begins to kind of wheel and basically just kind of graze you. Just as you were kind of trying to dodge out of the way, it managed just to slash you just across the chest a little bit as you take 3 points of damage.
Howie.
And next up is Piron.
So I think as he kind of does the Matrix lean back dodge, as he comes back around, he swings his spear one-handed directly at the new wisp in front of him now. And I rolled a 21, so...
No, that definitely doesn't hit. Absolutely not.
So the spear smacks into the wisp. More of a cutting than a smacking, I think. He's using the sharp side, and it takes 7 damage.
All right, so you kind of cut into this thing, and it kind of begins to, like, really start to phase in and out and just manages to barely hold itself together, but it's really dim at this point.
And then as he kind of swings it around with the one-handed swing, he catches a spear in his left hand and then does, like, a forward-lunging elbow with his right arm into the wisp with a 23, which hits as he smacks into the wisp with his elbow for 6 damage.
Describe its death.
I think that just the raw amount of momentum, just when he slams his elbow into the wisp, it goes like flying back into the flames and you just poof, it's gone. And he's kind of like, oh, hit that way harder than I meant to. But that's on his face for a second. And then he's like, switches to the totally meant to do that face. Dealt with mine. How are you folks doing?
Things could be better.
I think I'll probably be fine. I have a plan.
So the teal wisp, now on Astraea, begins to kind of, once again, spin to create these, like, ice shards as three of them kind of form a triangle, and then this cone of cold air begins to kind of shoot at you. Does a 12 hit?
No.
So that kind of just, this massive wind kind of shoots at you, but because you're standing so close to the fire, it almost kind of dissipates as it kind of gets to you. So Astraea, you're now up.
Okay. I have a couple questions. I'm close to this fire. Is it hot?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like real fire.
Yes.
Okay. Can I ready an action?
You absolutely may ready an action.
Okay. So if the wisps center around the center again, I'm going to cast Earth Tremor.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. So that switch that uses my action to be able to use my reaction to use that, so they still have a bonus action. So as my bonus action, I am going to try to hit the one on JJ. So the red.
Actually, okay. All right, I like it.
I'm doing a range. Let's see if it works. If it goes to the, like, I'm learning some things at the same time. I already hit that one. We're doing some things. So yeah, again, I pull back with my arrow and I release a arrow of light into the center of the fire, and after when I let go, I cross my fingers hoping it will come out the other side, and I get a 13.
Unfortunately, that doesn't hit.
I guess the arrow of light didn't come out the other side.
So you kind of fire this arrow of light at this wisp as it, you're like, oh yeah, I've got it off guard, and it kind of just kind of zooms up in like a quick zip, and then over, and then back down, kind of like, you know, the Pikachu move from Smash Bros, like that. Okay, JJ, you're now up.
Okay, so just because of that, like if the trajectory would have hit it, given like the fact that I'm on the opposite side, it probably would have hit me.
So math wise, fortunately, you're not on a direct angle with the arrow. I have the measurement tools to show you.
Oh no, see? I'm gonna totally believe you. Okay,
I'm very glad you don't hit.
Okay.
I'm not going to be that mean to you. Don't worry.
I have no idea how to insult a glowing ball of light, but I want to cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay. Well, you unfortunately, due to the laws of role-playing, I won't let you cast it unless you can insult this thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to look at the red orb, and I'm going to say, I'm gonna look at the wounds that it gave me. It's like, you think this is anything to be afraid of? We've already killed your friend, and he was much more terrifying when I was fighting him. Do you really think that you can do anything? You are outnumbered. You are pathetic. And that's gonna be my Vicious Mockery. So yeah, you need to make a wisdom save.
It kind of almost spins around and then kind of zips in like a triangle and then back down to center. It doesn't look like anything's happened.
Cool. Okay. So that is the end of my turn.
So y'all are excited for this, right? You're like, yeah, we got him. Something's about to happen.
Do they all coalesce in the center? Do I get to use my ready to action? Oh no, they moved. The fire things moved.
So I need all three of you to make dexterity saving throws.
Yo.
Because I'm so good at those.
Yikes. I got a 13.
I made a 23.
Oh, I got a 17. How about dumb apples?
So the fire in the middle of the room kind of begins to swirl. And as this energy starts to happen, these pillars of flame that have shot out in the cardinal directions begin to shift. And they shift to a diagonal axis now, kind of passing by each of you. And while JJ and Piron, you manage to see this coming and dodge out of the way. Astraea.
I got it. I figured out why I'm hit. So I think I know why I'm hit, because I made the genius decision of standing at the center. And so when it starts moving, I have significantly less time to react. And so it starts moving, but it just already hit me.
So are these like walls of fire or like pillar, like beams of fire?
They're like beams of fire is how I would more describe
it. So we're
them.
Like the two of us kind of like duck under them, and Astraea is just kind of like, oh crap, as she kind of gets smacked a little bit by a beam of fire.
By the way, do you guys dodge to the left or right as it's coming by? I mean, for JJ, that's more obvious, but for Piron, it's a question of do you dodge to the left or to the right?
Piron would probably roll with the fire. So as he sees the fire swinging from his left, he'd roll right with it to kind of move out of the way. Do like
Got
a little
it.
Duck roll. So I end up on the right side.
Be the leaf.
Okay, that makes sense. Astraea, because you weren't able to dodge out of the way, you actually take 4 fire damage.
I take 2 fire damage because I am resistant to fire because I am a tiefling.
Then Powerful. You only take 2 fire damage.
Doesn't it round up?
4 divided by 2. 4 divided by 2 is 2.
Oh, I thought you said 5. I'm sorry.
I said 4.
Today we learned some math. 4.
When so even though the fire hits me, I like two. I go, haha, I am made of fire.
So
and then
instead
I check
of
to see
actually,
if my I check to see if everything on me that's made of not fire is okay.
Very important question. Were any of the orbs hit?
No. So they actually knew what was about to happen and managed to kind of zip up over them before coming back down.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do they go to the center? I'm
no,
ready to action.
They do not go to the center, unfortunately.
No! Well, at least they don't cast a spell, so it's fine.
So actually, that's another thing. Astraea, can you roll concentration check for me?
Wait. So ready to actions don't... It doesn't know how it works.
Yeah, it is.
If you're ready in action and then you get hit...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, it says that. If you're ready with your... your concentration might be broken. If the spell dissipates without taking effect. I will roll a con check. 4.
So, no. Unfortunately, because this fire kind of smacked into you and you were really not ready for it, while you didn't really, like... It didn't hurt you that badly, you weren't able to keep concentrating on the action you had readied before. But next up is the Red Wisp's turn as it kind of begins to swirl a little faster now. And instead of 1, it now shoots 2 of these kind of small little discs of leaf death at you, JJ. So I assume a 9 doesn't hit, but I'm also assuming a 22 does.
Let me check my notes here, my character sheet. Yeah, 22 hits.
These leaf discs kind of like begin to shoot at you, and one kind of misses horribly, and you were about to go like, ha, you loser, you missed. The other one smacks directly into your chest for 9 points of damage. Next up is Piron, however.
Hearing JJ cry out in pain, I kind of yell out, JJ, are you okay?
JJ just like coughs out a bunch of blood and
all right.
It's spectacular.
So if I wanted to move through, like past the pillar of flame, what would be...
I'd ask you to make either an acrobatics or a dexterity saving throw.
So
I'm surprised this much is difficult terrain if it's just a beam, because you could just go under it, right?
Here's the thing. The beam is close enough to the ground and high enough to the ceiling that you can't just kind of go over it and you can't just kind of go under it. It's not like a...
Exactly how
okay, so
high
it's more like
it?
A wall.
It's not really a wall because it's not directly at the ground. It's just the beam is thick enough that you can't just kind of shimmy underneath.
Or jump over it. It's tall enough to just not... Yeah.
Okay. What if I had something that doubled my jump distance?
So I would let you roll acrobatics, but I'd give you an advantage on it.
Okay, so I am going to spend a key point to use Step of the Wind to yeet myself over this pillar. So that's, you said acrobatics?
Yeah.
So Piron kind of like rocks back on his heels, takes a deep inhale, deep exhale, runs at the pillar, kind of uses a spear as what are they called? The vaulting?
A pole vault?
Pole, that's the one. And with an 18, do I make it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You clear that thing, no problem.
So I clear that, and that's 5 feet of movement. And then running across is 30. And then as a bonus action, as part of my step of the wind, I can also dash. Give me another 30 feet. So I guess I need to make another check to eat myself over the second pillar in between me and JJ.
That's correct.
The second one is a 14.
So a 14 actually doesn't...
But I have inspiration.
Ah, inspiration.
So I think of JJ's words of advice, and I think that's a good idea. So before this, he slipped off his shoes, and with an extra 2, I get to a 16.
That makes it. Yeah, make it exactly.
And I land, and I do a little roll, ta-da, and I run over to JJ, and as an action, I pour not the health potion, but actually the remains of our wacky water in my water skin into his mouth, because we know that heals.
That does heal.
Multiple healing things.
Dunk, please roll a d8 for me and add your constitution.
Oh, yeah, 3 points.
Yeah, you're healed for 3 points of damage.
It's the best I got, buddy.
I cough up a little less blood this time.
Hope that helped, buddy.
It is now the Teal Wisp's turn, as it kind of begins to, once again, spin and create these ice shards and create this triangle as this wind of icy shards kind of shoot at you, Astraea. Mm-hmm. Does a 9 hit?
No. Again, I think I'm just close to the fire. As the ice shards near me, I shimmy away, and then as it's about to go, because I know it's about to hit me, and so it has to aim near the fire, and so the ice shards melt before they can get to me.
Perfect. Speaking of that, Astraea, it is your turn. How are you going to retaliate against this awful affront?
I am angry. And before I even do anything, even though it's actually my action, my flower opens up, and a ball of light kind of appears in it and shoots right at the teal thing. This is Guiding Bolt. And so 15. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit.
Okay. And so it does 18 damage.
Holy. It ain't looking swell after that. You hit this thing and it almost splits in half immediately. Like, it looks like it's about to tear itself in two and just kind of springboards itself back together, but like, it is basically not glowing anymore.
Yeah, and actually it is glowing, but not from itself, but from my guiding bolt. When it hits it, like, kind of explodes and circles around it, and now it's glowing from that. And so for my bonus action, I'm going to use my arrow of light, and I pull back and I release it, but I get advantage on that because I am angry, and I get an 8.
So an 8 does not hit, unfortunately. You have not learned that shooting something from point blank range does not make you hit.
I was ready. I was mentally prepared to go dead, but then I keep forgetting that you cannot hit something with an arrow when it is right next to you.
Amazing.
And I turn around and I say, God damn it. When will I ever learn that I should stop shooting the arrow at something right next to me?
You'll get it one day, Astraea.
No, I'm just going to keep trying. I'm going to get better at close distant range.
Just hold on. I'm helping out JJ, and then I'll come take care of you too.
I think I'll be good.
Speaking of JJ, you're up.
JJ is going to feel a little bit empowered by the water, and he is going to look at the last enemy in front of him. He is slightly protected by Piron, who's a little bit in front of him now. He is going to look at his loot and the fact that this did not do the trick, so let's try something different. And so he is going to pull out from its scabbard something that probably has not been used in, let's be real, probably over a year. He is going to take out his cutlass, and he is going to move forward and scream, "JJ Gallo!" And he is going to just do a large sweeping strike towards the red orb. Oh, actually, wow, that's pretty good. With no bonus to dex, he got a 16.
That'll do her.
Cool. Okay, I will roll for damage. This is so exciting. 5 damage.
Okay, so you managed to kind of take your cutlass and you're like, man, you're really pissed off. This thing has gotten you twice and you are not taking this well. And so it's just out of pure anger, you kind of take this cutlass and like you said, you sweep across and you manage to actually slice directly through this thing. And once again, this shouldn't feel like it's like a solid mass. It is an incorporeal ball of light, but you definitely feel like you took a chunk out of this thing.
All right, feeling empowered by that, I'm going to take my dagger and also do a shank.
What? How can you do that?
Because offhand, light weapons.
Okay, so you are aware that that's just a straight roll.
That is just a straight roll, yeah.
There's no bonuses to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have zero bonuses anyway, it's fine.
The little sad twang as your loot hits the floor.
Well, oh. That's a one on the die, which is a one in total. So that's a crit fail. So I think JJ is going to feel a little bit inspired. He's going to take his dagger and lean forward, and he's actually just going to like trip on Pieron's foot and just fall flat on the ground.
Powerful.
Hey, watch where you're going.
My apologies.
First swing was a good one, though. I'll give you that.
Ah, merci.
So now, once again, as you guys are just kind of getting used to this fight, these things kind of fly into the center, begin to kind of swirl around a little bit, and now land directly at the other end of where they were supposed to be.
Considering they moved like that, does that mean that people within 5 feet that are not prone would get attacks of opportunity?
So, unfortunately not. They're moving just slightly too fast for you to be able to do that.
Sad, but understandable.
They're not actually fleeing. It looks like they're almost being drawn into the center and then shot back out.
That's actually pretty cool.
So the teal one kind of lands in front of JJ and Pieron, and it begins to kind of swirl and create these crystal shards and then forms this triangle. And aiming at Pieron, because clearly Pieron is doing the most damage, does a 12 hit.
Heck no, it doesn't. So I think that like this, it's like a triangle of ice, right?
So it creates a triangle of ice and then a beam of like these cold air with these sharp like ice shards kind of flies out of it.
Yeah, so I feel like Pieron kind of just does this cool like windmill with the his spear to like block the shards. But I think it's not actually that he like is very successful at blocking them. I think that just most of them missed him. But he does the windmill anyways and is like, heck yeah, blocked them all. But they just sailed past him.
AJ, meanwhile, is like sitting back there going like, how did none of these shards manage to hit me considering he blocked zero of these?
I mean, I'm sure he caught like one or two on the spear, but like definitely not good enough to block all of them.
Astrea, you're up.
I'm actively just upset that the one I almost tried to hurt is running away. And so that one's the ice one, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
The one in front of you now is the leaf one. That's the one you started off with.
Yeah.
And now you're back to it.
As my action, I'm going to test out a thought technology.
Okay.
What if I light it on fire?
What an odd way to describe a thought, but I'm all for it.
So trying to look cool, Astrea turns to JJ and Pieron and say, look what I can do. And I put my hand into the beam of fire, but not actually into it. And I pull it back and I'm holding an orb of fire being like, like pointing it, being like, look how cool I am. But I'm really just casting Create Fire. And using Create Fire, I'm going to chuck it at the red orb, the leaf orb, because I also think, what if it can catch on fire?
Astrea, you're on the opposite side of the pyre. We can't see you right now.
I got crit.
Okay.
14 damage. I'm guessing that my fire thought was correct. Even if it wasn't correct. I think it's correct.
You downed this thing.
Yeet fire at the thing. So yeah, I just pick it up and I throw the fire at it. Does it catch on fire and just disintegrate?
So yeah, it actually catches on fire as it kind of begins to like almost rile in pain as it gets sucked back into the center of the fire.
That's two down, one to go. By the way, fire works. And then as my bonus action, because I still have a bonus action, I'm going to turn to the other wisp and I say, you got away from me before, but this time I will get you. And I'm going to summon a thing and say, I know last time I shot through the fire, I really was a bad at it, but let's see what happens this time.
and I do a ranged spell attack. I get a 14.
Unfortunately, that doesn't hit.
And so again, as I pull back my arrow, I stare into the fire, and it's way too bright for me to look through, and I just release, and it just goes in the wrong. It just goes straight. Like, I have to aim down and to the left, and it just goes straight ahead and is nowhere near it because I am smart.
Incredible. Well, JJ, you're now up.
Okay. JJ is going to get up, which is half of his movement, and he's going to just, like, limp over to the ice orb, and he is going to try again with his cutlass. And that's a 14, so that does nothing.
So you kind of go to swing at this thing as it kind of just manages to zip out of the way as you barely miss from your cutlass swing?
Yeah, I'm going to look at Piron and say, I think if anyone can handle this, it will be you. And that's going to be another inspiration die.
Amazing. You got it, JJ. And Piron holds his fist out for a fist bump.
That's incredible. But before any of you can do that, once again, the center orb of fire begins to swirl and swirl and kind of create this energy. And once again, it goes from the columns of flame sitting on diagonal positions to being back at the cardinal positions. I would like all of you once again to make dexterity saving throws.
I have an important question. In which direction does it move? Because if it moves...
It moves counterclockwise.
Damn it. Well, you got me there.
Yeah, so it does swing over us. So sorry, that's a dex save?
19 this time. Ooh. I was ready.
Got a 9.
Well, you know what? I can beat the excitement of that because I got a critical fail.
Astrea, you were much more prepared this time. However, the other two over there were so cocky about their ability to fight this wisp, they forgot about the columns of flame flying at them.
Yeah. I was prepared for the speed of the center columns this time.
We got to fist bump. Wait! I have inspiration. Ba-boom. It's an 11.
Yep. It unfortunately, you still get
smacked in the face. We were distracted by our sick fist bump.
Yeah.
And we're not ready to be smacked by a pillar.
Can you each take 3 fire damage for me, please?
Wow, it's like I wasn't even healed.
Powerful.
But it is now Piron's turn.
All right, let's end this.
Hey, Piron, JJ looks not well. Just smack that into next week, and then we'll figure out how to get next to each other again.
Okay, so I step up the distance between me and the wisp, and I kind of, once again, the classic kind of, like, Superman punch, but with the spear, kind of a forward, like, lunging jab, and a 24 as I stab into the wisp for 4 piercing damage.
That'll do her.
And then if it's still standing, I'm going to use
it is not still standing.
It is not still standing?
Nope. You have ended
so
it.
So I just kind of poof, and it, like, poofs off of the end of my spear.
JJ gives, like, a very weak thumbs up.
So as you just kind of stab this thing, and then it kind of, and you pull your spear out of this wisp, it once again begins to coalesce and kind of tries to start, like, ripping itself off as it gets thrown back into the middle of the fire. As this fire begins to spin and then spin and then spin, and then there's a burst of energy that kind of goes out, creating this force. I'd like all of you to roll constitution saving throws. Astrea, I'd like you to do it at disadvantage.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm really close to that. Disadvantage con. That's an 8.
That's a 4 for me.
I got an 11.
So none of you were really prepped for that, as it kind of...
Of course not.
As it kind of smacks you. You all just take kind of 1 point of force damage. This isn't like a... It's not trying to hurt you. It's just like you kind of get knocked back slightly, and the fire is gone. And all of a sudden, these glowing crystals that you didn't really notice before lining the ceiling begin to glow, lighting this room in this, like, kind of purple, like, luminescence. And all of a sudden, the guardian appears to be sitting on the nose of the dragon throne.
I use guiding bolt on him.
Okay. Roll to hit.
He's the bad guy. We know that. I'm attacking him. 24.
With a 24, you hit. How much damage do you do?
21 damage. Radiant.
Holy balls.
Again, so how I'm using my guiding bolt is that it's like the stars knowing that I want to hit something. And so it summons from my, like, flower on my head. And so just a little bolt, as soon as he appears, a little ball of light appears in my flower and just strikes right over to him and explodes, and he's now covered in a little shimmering thing. And if you let me have time, I'm going to hit him with the at the same time.
I'll give you the arrow as well.
Perfect. And that is with advantage. Crit.
Oh, you smack him. You are like actually putting some hurt on this man. How much damage did you do?
13.
So you, honestly, this might be the most aggressive, powerful attack you've done in your life. You just try to end this man. And yes. After the smoke kind of clears, it almost looks like you've done nothing to him.
Oh my goodness. What?
I'm going to grab my loot that was on the ground, and I'm going to look at the guardian and just say, do you know what the red nature spirit orb said to me before he died? Leave me alone.
I really don't think you want to do this.
You're evil, though.
And all of a sudden, he goes from sitting on the nose of this thing, and he's right behind both Piron and JJ.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, I'll do this if you want to, but I'd rather answer questions.
Guardian. Hey, you.
I put my hand up and I say, I have a question. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question.
All right.
Are you evil?
No, absolutely not. Who told you that?
Well,
the vision of you getting arrested for summoning a demon that killed millions of people, or thousands, a lot of people.
Many people.
How did you get that? And where's Dad?
Dad?
Both great questions that I don't know why you think we'd have the answer to.
Excuse me, Guardian. Right. Guardian, before
sit you down.
Else, may I ask a question? Can you go fuck yourself?
Yeah. All right, I guess we're doing this. So, Duncan, you take
20 plus 10.
He just kind of takes his hand and chops you on the neck. And you take 15 points of damage.
Cool. I'm unconscious. No, I was not killed outright. My max is 18 and I had 3 left.
I sit down on the ground, crisscross applesauce, and say, Mr. Guardian, he was being stupid. I was being impulsive. You can't punish me for that. He was being stupid. You can punish him for that, I guess. You already did, so please don't hurt us. Thank you.
Notice how I didn't smack you, but after giving the explanation of wanting to talk, smacked him so that you knew this was not something you wanted to do.
Yes.
Piron is like kind of... He hasn't let go of his weapon, but he's not stupid and can see that he's not going to win this. And he slowly starts to like kneel to the ground next to JJ, puts the weapon down, and I'd like to stabilize JJ. So
please
that he does not
make
bleed
a
out.
Medicine check for me.
So I rolled a 17 for the medicine check. So Piron kind of kneels down and he's got his just kind of like sheets and stuff. I think he left his proper pack with tiramisu. He pulls wraps out of his pack and he starts wrapping up JJ to stem the flow of blood from his like cuts and burns and kind of, you know, he has a little bit of that cool wacky water left, but not enough to like heal someone, but maybe enough to kind of like pour it over the wounds and like soothe them a bit as he patches JJ up and gets him to from dying to not dying.
So you kind of stabilize him, and then the guardian kind of walks over and goes, listen, let me help with that. And he takes out another vial of that liquid that you had and kind of pours it down his throat. And can you roll a constitution check? And roll a d8 and add your constitution modifier to it.
That's a 6.
And you're healed for 6 damage.
JJ, I guess, just wakes up. Oh, fuck. So this was... Looks at the guardian and just, like, backs up a little bit. Just like, he is still alive? Why is he still alive?
So,
wasn't a dream. Because he can definitely kill us all. He karate chopped you to death. Single karate chop, Messi? Though. Like, he open-hand smacked you and put you on death's door. Okay? We're not fighting.
Deckle?
We're not gonna help him unless we've been fed more misinformation, because to be fair, we've got a lot of different sources. But I definitely don't want to help a man who murdered lots and lots of people. Speaking of, Piron makes his way to the pillar of fire, and he kind of puts his hand together and does a little bow and says, I hope that you have a more enjoyable journey in the next part of your path. And then he goes to kind of, I guess, sit down at the edge of the fire pit facing the guardian, spear still in hand.
All right. So now that we're not trying to murder each other, I'm willing to have this conversation. But I would like to say thank you. I'm really glad I'm back to normal again.
This seems like a bad thing. A back to normal in a bad way. Why can I trust you? You have to answer that question before we move anywhere. Why can we trust you?
Because I'm the only way you're getting out of here alive.
That's a threat, not a trust.
Actually, it's more of a reality of the situation.
Still a threat, though.
No.
Yes.
If it means I can stop you from hurting any more people, I'm happy to spend my time here.
Thank you for that. I'm just the only way you're also getting out.
Oh, I understood this. Hence the part where I said it's a threat. Because you're not saying, I will help you out of the goodness of my soul for you helping me. You're saying, I am an evil person, but because you helped me, I can get you out if you accept that I'm evil and don't try to murder me, except for the fact that I guess we can't murder you because you summoned a demon. There's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts going on here.
First off, summoning a demon is retrospective, and how about I'm neither good or evil, and just got tired of sitting in a tree for 4,000 years.
That sounds like someone an evil person says.
Yeah, I don't know, but you summoned a demon. That sounds evil.
You gotta go over the many, many deaths by demon, which I assume was not a humane occurrence.
All right, well, I will tell you, and that's where we're going to end it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who is selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.